So were the people in Bergdahl's hometown ready for this backlash? From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Jessica Robinson reports from Haley, Idaho.
Jane Dressel owns an art supply store in downtown Haley, Idaho. For the last 5 years, she's made sure the yellow ribbons for Bergdahl on all the trees on Main Street got replaced once they started to fade. Dressel says when the news of Bergdahl's release first came, for a while it was everything she had imagined.
Saturday and Sunday, everything was, you know, we were so surprised at the events that had happened, and it was just such a joyful, happy moment. And then after Sunday, there seemed to be a turn.
That turn came in the form of angry phone calls and emails, Facebook posts, tweets. People from across the country were incensed that the town would be celebrating Bergdahl's return. Right before I arrived for the interview with Dressel, her store had received its 11th angry call of the day. It wasn't yet noon. As the president of the local chamber of commerce, Dressel is helping with the welcome home celebration for Bergdahl at the end of the month.
I actually have some concerns about that now.
Like safety concerns?
I have safety concerns. I do. I've just never seen a turn of events happen so fast where you have such nasty remarks being made. I really am shocked.
People have called Bergdahl a traitor and a criminal who never should have been rescued. Those are the more PG comments. Some have vowed to come to Haley to demonstrate at the event. The mayor of Haley has responded with a statement asking people to withhold judgment until all the facts of the case are known. This was not the moment of triumph the town of 8,000 had been expecting. On Sunday, Bergdahl's father, Bob, thanked the community for their support over 5 long years.
The people in Haley, the Wood River Valley, you know, this little town in Idaho that was suddenly on the map.
Haley sits amid the foothills that grow into Idaho's Sawtooth Mountains. Bob and Janny Bergdahl moved into one of the canyons here outside of town. They were off the grid for a time and homeschooled their kids Sky and Bo. Hiking trails on the sagebrush-covered hills were just minutes away.
You know, you'd see him out here on the trails, and he was just head held high, smiling, walking, doing his thing.
That's Mark Lagulo. We're in Quigley Canyon, about 3 miles from town. Lagulo's son Sean was friends with Bo when they were teenagers.
He's just a really good kid. His parents raised a really nice boy.
Some former members of Bergdahl's platoon have said Bergdahl mused about walking off into the similarly rugged hills of southeast Afghanistan. But Lagulo doesn't buy it.
No, I don't think so. Basically, this is a witch hunt. You know, old school, you know, ooh, you're guilty. Everyone says you are, so you must be. And only he knows what really happened.
If it turns out that back in June of 2009, he did walk off, would that change your perception?
No. No. I just think that we need to let those that are in charge deal with it. And in the meantime, just accept someone home that has been lost for a while.
The military does have an ongoing investigation. Bergdahl is still undergoing medical treatment in a military hospital, but an Army spokesman says interviews with him about what happened will eventually be part of their inquiry. Minna Kasser is a neighbor of the Bergdahls. I met her in downtown Haley.
He's one of our own here. We're very happy that he's coming home.
She says if Bo Bergdahl did leave the base, there's another important question.
Why was he that angry? And I don't think that has come surfaced yet at all, and I think that's something that we're going to have to wait and hear from him or from someone about what really caused him to do that.
Kasser's daughter and Bergdahl used to be in the same fencing club. She says whatever happened in Afghanistan, it was complicated.
I don't think we should have to choose between him being a quote-unquote hero or committing treason. I think that there's some middle ground there, and we have to understand what really went on.
It's unclear how long that will take. What is clear to some is that no soldier should be left behind on the battlefield.
He was listed by the Department of Defense as a POW, and that's all that mattered to us.
That's Ralph Kramer. He's the president of the Boise Valley POW MIA Corporation and served in the Air Force for 2 decades.
We've been supporting Bob and Jenny since the very beginning as part of our mission. The POW mission is to make people aware and keep them aware. And our motto is never forget.
Kramer says every week, the group has dedicated a couple of minutes to Bergdahl and kept a running tally of how many days he was missing. Kramer says he'll be at the welcome home celebration for Bergdahl at the end of June. As for the controversy surrounding Bergdahl's capture, Kramer says, no comment. For Here and Now, I'm Jessica Robinson.